When was the last time you felt truly valued at work? Not just paid, but genuinely appreciated for your unique contributions. In today's competitive landscape, effective employee recognition has become the defining characteristic separating thriving organizations from struggling ones. Bob Nelson's groundbreaking work has transformed how companies approach motivation, becoming a cornerstone text for managers worldwide with over 3.5 million copies sold. The research is compelling. Employees who receive meaningful recognition are 5 times more likely to feel valued, 7 times more likely to stay with their company, and 11 times more likely to feel completely committed. These aren't just feel-good statistics. They translate directly to business results, with highly engaged workforces enjoying 25% higher productivity and 19% higher operating income. Consider the contrast between Circuit City and Best Buy during the 2007 recession. Circuit City laid off 3,400 experienced salespeople to cut costs, leading to plummeting performance and eventual bankruptcy. Meanwhile, Best Buy implemented a recognition-centered approach focused on outcomes rather than hours worked. The result? Morale soared, turnover dropped by 90%, and productivity increased by 41%. All during an economic downturn. Not all recognition is created equal. The most powerful appreciation follows principles that transform it from a nice gesture into a management superpower. Recognition must be contingent on meaningful accomplishment rather than given just to be nice. When appreciation directly links to specific performance that impacts success, it reinforces desired behaviors. Timing is crucial. Recognition should be given immediately after the desired behavior. Delays weaken the psychological connection, similar to praising a child for cleaning their room weeks later. Specificity transforms generic praise into meaningful feedback. Instead of saying good job, effective recognition identifies exactly what was done well. Your detailed analysis in the quarterly report helped us identify 3 new cost-saving opportunities. This clarifies what you value while highlighting employees' strengths. Recognition must be meaningful to the recipient. The ASAP cubed formula provides a framework: as soon, as sincere, as specific, as personal, as positive, and as proactive as possible. When done right, high-quality recognition communicates, "I saw what you did, I appreciate it, here's why it's important, and here's how it makes me feel." Behavioral economists have found that monetary rewards often underperform thoughtfully chosen non-cash recognition. Cash lacks personalization, damages relationships, and fails to clearly connect behavior with incentives. Traditional annual reviews happen too infrequently to effectively motivate employees. Zappos built its culture around recognition through their WOW program, allowing employees to reward colleagues with small bonuses for exceptional service. Southwest Airlines employs spontaneous parties, personalized cards, and public recognition to celebrate achievements, creating emotional connections money alone cannot match. Experiential rewards have become the cutting edge of employee incentives. Radio Flyer hosts heritage celebrations with tricycle races, while Domini and Associates takes employees on week-long ski trips. Texas Roadhouse treats staff to luxury hotel stays and concerts, creating lasting memories and stronger team bonds. Not surprisingly, 77% of American workers rank destination trips as highly motivating. Companies are also embracing wellness incentives. Patagonia offers flexible time off as long as work gets done, while Radio Flyer pays employees 55 cents per mile to bike to work, simultaneously rewarding employees while supporting broader organizational values. A recognition culture enables individuals at all levels to acknowledge contributions freely, creating an environment where people feel trusted, respected, and excited about both individual and organizational successes. This requires deliberate strategy and consistent implementation. Executive management sets the tone. When leaders personally practice recognition, they establish it as an organizational priority. Having top managers visibly recognize employees communicates that recognition is expected from everyone. This modeling behavior cascades throughout the organization. Marriott International exemplifies commitment to recognition through its culture of opportunity. Many senior leaders rose through the ranks. Their head of North American lodging operations started as a waiter, while their international hotel's head began as a security guard. This internal advancement demonstrates their core value. If we take care of our people, they take care of our customers. Peer-to-peer recognition has emerged as a fundamental trend. This approach empowers employees to recognize colleagues through various mechanisms. QSource's Angels Among Us tribute tables, Montana's Cookhouse's intranet feedback system, and La Posada's redeemable You're a Star cards. These systems expand recognition beyond the manager-employee dynamic, creating a culture where appreciation flows in all directions. Today's businesses struggle to attract, motivate, and retain workers, with 84% of employees planning job changes within the year. Five major trends are reshaping recognition approaches. First, skilled worker shortages make talent retention critical. Second, millennials seek better work-life balance and meaningful work. Third, contingent workers require deliberate inclusion. Fourth, virtual workplaces demand proactive recognition. Managers must prioritize FaceTime, with companies like Ken Blanchard mandating bi-weekly one-on-ones. Finally, globalization affects recognition across cultures. American-style recognition might embarrass German workers or appear as insecurity in Asian cultures. Effective global recognition requires cultural adaptation. During challenging times, employee engagement becomes vital. Organizations maintaining high engagement outperform others by 30 to 40%. Six key strategies help: providing clear direction, maintaining honest communication, involving employees in decisions, increasing autonomy, focusing on development, and consistently recognizing performance. The most effective managers personally create motivational environments rather than delegating to HR. Research shows employees prefer immediate, personalized recognition from direct supervisors over all other motivation types. Personal praise ranks highest, with 88% of employees valuing being personally thanked. Successful managers integrate recognition into daily routines. Some track interactions with coins, others maintain talk-to lists, while some simply acknowledge employees as they leave each day. Written praise remains powerful. Companies implement creative approaches. Hallmark Financial uses value-based cards, CalPERS employs Steady as a Rock notes, and New England Aquarium offers Thank You Cod cards with lottery incentives. Personal touches matter. Land's End CEO Mike Smith forwarded customer compliments, and Chick-fil-A's president wrote thanks on P&L sheets. Electronic praise has grown crucial as employees interact more with technology than colleagues. With workers receiving over 200 messages daily, managers must maintain human connection through digital channels, forwarding positive customer feedback and acknowledging achievements electronically. The most effective employee motivation formula is straightforward: respect, fair pay, and prompt recognition. While competitive compensation matters, timely, no-cost appreciation often has greater impact in making employees feel valued. Studies show 79% of employees who quit cite lack of appreciation as a key reason. Creating a recognition-centered environment gives organizations a competitive advantage by fostering genuine dedication. Companies like Google, Microsoft, and Salesforce have implemented structured recognition programs combining formal awards with frequent informal appreciation, resulting in higher engagement and reduced turnover. The recognition revolution isn't just about making employees feel good. It's about creating sustainable business success through human connection. In a technology-dominated world, genuine appreciation may be your most powerful tool for unlocking human potential. When people feel truly seen and valued, they bring their full selves to work, driving innovation, customer satisfaction, and business success.